Sue Leader received the following article from Lillian LaCrosse, Three Shores CISMA Project Technician, CLMCD. Tree of Heaven is an invasive tree that originates in Asia. Originally used as medicine in traditional Chinese medicine, Tree of Heaven quickly became popularized in Europe due to its exotic look. At first rare, Tree of Heaven became more and more common, lining walkways and gardens. Similar in appearance to sumac, Tree of Heaven has long ovate leaves that grow opposite of each other down the tree's branches. It has a smooth gray color to the bark that tans and becomes rougher as the tree ages. Tree of Heaven can reach heights of 60 to 90 feet, towering over native plants. The fruit of Tree of Heaven is orange or peach-colored and hangs in a twisted shape. The tree also produces a strong odor, sometimes compared to rotten peanut butter. Tree of Heaven has been rebranded by many ecologists and gardeners as the Tree of Hell. This is due to its incredibly invasive nature. Tree of Heaven is also on the Michigan Restricted Species List, making it a species that can get you into big trouble if you choose to plant it on your property. Besides the legal and odor drawbacks, there are plenty of other reasons to hold back from honoring a memory with this tree. Tree of Heaven quickly spreads throughout an area. It takes away sunlight from native plants and it forms suckers, or little shoots off the main trunk. This happens because Tree of Heaven is able to clone itself, meaning it does not require sexual reproduction in order to spread. This helps give Tree of Heaven quite the competitive edge over native plants. Another reason to refrain from planting this devilish tree is the bug it attracts. Michigan has another invasive species called spotted lanternfly that has been on the rise in the southeast region of the state. Unfortunately, spotted lanternfly loves Tree of Heaven, so existing trees provide quite the beacon for these pesky bugs. Tree of Heaven provides food, habitat, and optimal breeding ground for spotted lanternfly, so getting rid of the tree can help prevent spotted lanternfly from invading further. Once spotted lanternfly has defoliated one tree, as their main problem is defoliation of trees, they move on to another tree, choosing native species like maples or apple trees as an alternative. They are incredibly damaging insects that can quickly ruin deciduous trees and forests. Thankfully, neither of these pests are currently an issue within the Eastern Upper Peninsula, but being vigilant and knowing the negative effects of this tree is important in preventing it from becoming an issue within our forests. Brushing boots after visiting downstate, doing research on potential plants going into your garden, and washing farm and road equipment that have been downstate are all great steps towards preventing the spread.